I always stand at my door and welcome my students by name every day. And if I miss one because I was helping somebody with something or I had to run to the restroom, I'll always make sure when I do come back that I've said hello to everybody. I think in high school, especially, it's really easy for kids to put their hoods on and hide in the back and be invisible. And I don't want them to be invisible in my room. I want them to feel seen and I want them to feel appreciated and important. So I'll always make sure that I greet them. My curriculum is so much about student interest and students, what they like, what they don't like. That's how we start in the early levels because that's very easy French vocabulary. So building into my daily instruction, asking them questions about what they're doing, asking them what their weekend plans are, how their weekend was, and then following up on it. You know, if a student tells me they have a baseball game, the next time I see them, I'm going to remember to ask them, how was your baseball game? And those little things aren't the little things. That's what makes kids feel like you care about them. And it makes kids feel like you like your job. And when you say you like your job, whether you mean it on that day or not, they're going to feel that. And they're going to be more inclined to come to class on time, ready to learn with a positive attitude, because they feel like you want them there. They feel welcomed. And I think that's really important. And when kids get frustrated and want to give up because something's hard, I think reminding them that you believe in them and you're not going to let them give up. I've said to students, I'm going to sit here until you do this. So you can do it now, or you can wait 5 minutes, but I'm going to still be sitting here ready to help you because you can do this and you are capable. I think using those supportive phrases and just refusing to give up on them, because they're going to give up on themselves a lot quicker than you will, and showing them that you're there and you're committed to them as people and as students, that really helps them feel welcomed in your room. And it just makes your classroom a much more positive place to be.